amachono zisobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe
kuStudio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela kuStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 26 kuMabasa 2019 ngosithandekile Mhlanga endabeni zethu namhlanje.
To those who have put sanctions on Zimbabwe, to lift those sanctions.
If Jesus is not able to realize Zimbabwe, kumele zesulwe ngoba izizibisene lilizwe emuva.
Umbukiso wezamabhizimusi lokuthengiselana weZimbabwe International Trade Fair walonyaka uvulwe ngokusemthethweni ngumongameli Yoweri Museveni wele Uganda.
Sanga sokukhanya ngani ingoma nje ukuthi kuthepho ukuthi igugura wonke the free publicity. Kabaqale badinge thina esilabantu ababulawa igugura wonke sizabatshela ukuthi sifunani.
Iningi seliveze imbono ehlukeneyo ngendlela ikhomishini yokukhulumisana umlotha ye-National Peace and Reconciliation eqhuba ngayo umsebenzi. Ukuhlelo Woza Friday namhlanje sihamba lomhlabeleli kamasikandi uMntwana Dlozi ephethe indlalade lakhe lakuqala. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizazizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Umbukiso wezamabhizimusi lokuthengiselana weZimbabwe International Trade Fair walonyaka uvulwe ngokusemthethweni umongameli Yoweri Museveni wele Uganda. Yena ke ukhuthaze amazwe athuthukileyo ukuthi ethule izijeziso zomnotho ezetheswa eleZimbabwe. UAnastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Namhlanje umongameli Yoweri Museveni wele Uganda uvule okusemthethweni umbukiso wamabhizimusi owezTITF 2019 ekhuthaza ukubambana kwamazwe awezwekazi le-Afrika.
To those who have put sanctions on Zimbabwe, to lift those sanctions.
If Jesus is not able to realize Zimbabwe, kumele zesulwe ngoba izizibisene lilizwe emuva. Kube ngabe iZimbabwe lamazwe aseAfrika abambini. Ngabe izijeziso lezikudala zasuswa ngoba amazwe anjengoChina ngoba lifakela izijeziso zenotho nabo baphinde izizimbabwe zibe zikhona ngenxa yokuthi abantu kababambananga laphaya. Ukuqhubeka kwalezi zijeziso zenotho kutshengiselwa ubugwala ngoba iZimbabwe ngayisenza kubi iyabe izasibonela yona isiqondisa. So ukuthi omunye umuntu abuye sithi uyayiqondisa yibugwala lo.
Sanctions are one-sided forever and ever and ever.
UMnumzana Nkululeko Ndebele uvumelane lomsebenzi kodwa esola ubukhokheli obukhona ethi buyehluleka.
Hayi, mina mvumelani lakho mina lokhu. Of course ngabe eyo angani ayasibambelela but mina ngibona ngani thina ngokwethu siyehluleka okunjani ukubusa especially ama leaders lawa ayehluleka kahle. I see koloku vele I see nje amboni ukuthi ama sanctions yiwa angani angayenza kube nje so thina ngokwethu as we are failing to like sihluleka ukubusa la.
Wedolobho lakobulawayo uKhansila Solomon Mguni uthi ujabuliswe yiMelika ngokuphenduka ukuzobukisa eZITF ngemva kokuma okweminyaka ethize ethi bakhangelele ukuvuka kwamankampani lokubunjwa kobudlelwano obutsha lamanye amazwe.
Sijabule kakhulu lonyaka ukhanya ngani umcimbi lo uza umcimbi omuhle kakhulu ngoba sibone amazwe amanengi omhlaba, sibone abeMelika labo babuyile lapha ngemva kweminyaka emithize bengatshengiseli bengabukisi koBulawayo. So sijabule kakhulu njengoBulawayo ngoba kuza sinike ukuthi sithathe lathi isikhundla sethu phakathi kwelizwe leZimbabwe njenge singathi athi industrial hub yema industries koBulawayo. Njengoba sibona ke abantu abavela emazweni aseNgilandi kubo-America naseGermany bebuya lapha kusho ukuthi kuzaba lokubunjwa kobudlelwano obutsha ade kungasekho eminyakeni ephosa amachumi edluleyo.
USeneta Molly Ndlovu webandla lezanu PF ukhanya laye ejabulele inkulumo kaMseveni.
This is the first of its kind. Azake sikubone ukugcwala okunje kwabantu bemzini kugcwale kuze kuswelakale endawo yokufaka ukuzofakela amatende phandle. which ukuthi iZimbabwe is open for business. Sikhangele le ukuthi investment izaba khona. Wanxa ubona abantu ama companies emanenga ngaka kuthi ukuthi kuyathembisa ukuthi ulizwe lizavuka njengoba umdala ethi this is the new era. This is the beginning of its kind. Yes. Njalo sithabile ukuthi umntu emzini sefikile ezweni lethu la uzahamba siya kibo esiyathengisa iZimbabwe. Nibonani bonke abantu abagcwele lapha abazobukisa, they will go and sell Zimbabwe to your country, to their countries, and then ama investors will come ngobuningi babo.
Umseveni kunkulumo yakhe yokuvula umbukiso weZITF ukhuthaze amazwe e-Afrika ukuba abambane njalo azi ukuba anothile engabothengisa impahla yabo ingahluzwanga. Umbukiso walonyaka uqoqwe ngendikimba ekhuthaza ukuvuselelwa kwama-industry ngokuthengiselana phansi kwesihloko esithi Propagating Industrial Growth Through Trade and Investment. Umbukiso weZITF 2019 uphela kusasa ngemva kokuvulelwa uZulu lamuhla. Umsebenzi lomunye wakhe uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa babhode bebuka imisebenzi ehlukeneyo ebukiswa eZITF 2019. Bayafika lasembukisweni wabeMelika bona abakade sebeleminyaka emithathu bengabukisi eZimbabwe. Amankampani edlula amakhulu amahlanu 532 aweZimbabwe ayabukisa lonyaka. Amazwe alitshumi lambili, iningi lawo kungawemhlubulweni owangezansi ye-Afrika, lawo akhona eze kumbukiso walonyaka. Ngimele iStudio 7, ngiwoBulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Iningi selivese imbono ehlukeneyo ngendlela iKhomishini yokukhumisana umlotha eNational Peace and Reconciliation NPRC eqhuba ngayo umsebenzi. Likhomishini iphakathi kokuqhuba imihlangano eMathebeleland lapho abantu abakhuluma ngokwabehlelayo ngesikhathi sombhoqazo weGoground ilizwe lisanda ukuthola uzibuse. Abakade bekule imihlangano bathi kubonakala amasosha lamapholisa amaningi okwethusa abantu abavela bahlukuluzwa ngesikhathi seGoground. Abanye njalo bathi kuningi okufanele kwenziwe ikhomishini le ingakasunguli umsebenzi. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe lomkhokheli wehlanganiso ye-Post Independent Survivors Trust, umnumzana Felix Magalela Mafa.
Ngibona ngani babamba inhlwa ngekhanda. Ngibona into yokuqala ukuthi uhulumende weZANU-PF babaqale basidinga uqolo athi mayuyu kwaphanjaniswa ngumgari nathi sasikhona. Abantu bangavumelana ukuthi bexolelene sebezaqhubeka bagijima ukubuza abantu bephinde bathi sebezakhanda amangcwaba bengcwabe kuthi amathambo.
Ubona uhulumende le mali eneleyo ikakhulu yokugebha lawo mathambo.
Kuyazila ukuphanda umuntu owafayo, kodwa njengoba abantu belokhu bekhala abaqale bavumelane lemuli. Imuli yosiza kutsho ukuthi mina owami ngibona ngani wayelaphana. Kakhulu abakuthiwa kuyama-forensic scientists kanti bagijimelani njengoba sokule minyaka almost 30 khala. Ababuye kuhle balama-records ungafika khona phana eRoma, eSlovela, eTempe. Bayakwazi ukuthi babelahla babebulala abantu babagongodi bebajike ngapi. Labo basincedise ukuthi lapha sagcibele abantu abangu-50 lapha esiwale ngale balokhu bekhona amajaha ayekugukhura hundi esingathi 50 brigade. Lamakhomanda abo akhona, lama-president abo akhona. Kanti kungaba njani ukuthi basithungamele bona basitele ukuthi lapha sasala abantu abangaka safaka abangaka lapha sanje epha amathambo omunye ngumsuthu omunye ngumndebele omunye lishona omunye likhalanga. Isintu sakhona sokukhala umuntu osegejwa bazakwazi njani? Kwenza ukuthi abayebona uNduna Maduna, bayebona uKhayisa, bayebona ubaba
ukusikola izibayibona ukhumalo umthikiti umthikiti abaqale bahlale labo bathe 2 months bekhuluma lezinduna induna zizabapha ungaya ngapha empe eWest Nicholson silabanye abavela eMpengwa nabo bakhuluma isiShona bale mthikiti yabo ngayo Midland ngabe ikhe Midland kulalani abantu sidisipline kulalani esishoneni khona phana bafaye abaqale badinge abantu abalezihlobo ezabulawela ezabantu babafayo sizahamba mina ngithi ngabulaweli umntana wami ubani wafa ubani sikhulume labo ngoba abanye sokukhanya ngani singoma nje ukuthi kuthepho ukuthi igugura hondi befree publicity kabaqale badinge thina esilabantu ababulawa igugura hondi sizabatshela ukuthi sifunani.
Lo mnumzana Felix Magalela Mafa, umkhokheli wenhlanganiso ye Post Independent Survivors Trust, sixoxela ekobulawayo.
Okay.
Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo-6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu. Lalelani indaba ezimsiqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave ku-short wave 4930 6065 15460 laku-13860 kilohertz.
Izizalwane zakwele China eziyisikhombisa ezabotshelwa eVictoria Falls zenelise ukuthola imvumo yokuhlawula isibambiso sebail ukuze zithonisiswe zivela lapho ezihlala khona. Ababotshiweyo laba babikwa befunyenwe bethwele impondo zendlovu ezilesindo samachumi amabili amakilogram. Igqwetha elimela laba bantu umnumzana Give Mom of Ringi utshele umswakazo lo ukuthi bazaphindela imthethwandaba ngomvulo.
Yesterday we were at the High Court in Bulawayo and we applied for bail.
Izolo besemthethwandaba waphezulu owe High Court wobulawayo saphanyeka isicelo sokuthi ababoshiweyo bavunyelwe ukuhlawula isibambiso sebail. Lesi sicelo samukelwe, ngakho ke abayisikhombisa esibameleyo kumele bahlawule inkulungwane ezinhlanu zamadola awe RTGS $5,000. Kubele bakhangelele ukunikeza umthethwandaba wasewange ingwalo zabo zokuhambisa zamapasipoti, njalo bahlale kunumber 7858 aerodrome eVictoria Falls bengavunyelwe ukuhamba-hamba okwamakhilomitha alishumi ukusuka lapho. Siphakathi kokulungisisa ingwalo zabo ukuthi abayisikhombisa laba bakhululwe ukuze batholisiswe besuka lapho abahlala khona, ngoba manje lokhe bevalelwe njalo kusaqoqwa izimali zokuhlawula leyo bail.
Except when they are attending court.
Lelo bekuligqwetha lezizalwane zeChina ezibotshwe eZimbabwe umnumzana Give More Muvingiwe. Ku-Life Talk lamhlanje sikhangela ukuvulwa ngokusemthethweni kombokiso wezamabhizinisi lokuthengiselana weZimbabwe International Trade Fair ngumongameli Yoweri Museveni weUganda. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane, inhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba i-United Nations yethule umbiko othi inani labantu makhaza ababulewe ngabebutho likahulumende wele Afghanistan kunyanga ezintathu zakuqala zalumnyaka ka-2019 liyethusa nxa liqathaniswa lelibulewe labalwisana lohulumende walelo lizwe abesi-Taliban lamanye amaqembu amancane abalwa becatsha. Izulu lesikhukhula ele-Cyclone Kenneth selisemozambique ngemva kwamaviki ambalwa lelo lizwe lihlaselwe ngelinye njalo izulu elifanayo ele-cyclone Idai. Iziphathamandla zenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba we-United Nations lokhu zilokwesabela ukuthi u-cyclone Kenneth angadala umonakalo owedlula oka-cyclone Idai. Inkokheli yenhlanganiso yezisebenzi eZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions esanda ukutholakala ingelacala emveni kokubotshelwa kuphatheka ekutshengiseleni kwezisebenzi zikhonona ngokonakala kwesimo somnotho elizweni ithi izaqhubeka imela izisebenzi ingethuselwa ukubotshwa kwayo. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
AbeZCTU laba abayisikhombisa babotshwe nyakenye mhlaka 11 Mfumfu besethethwa umlando wokwephula isigaba 37 subsection 1 subsection A somthetho weCriminal Law Codification and Reform Act. Abatholakale bengelacala babalisa umkhokheli walenhlanganiso uMnumzana Peter Mdaza, unobhala wayo uMnumzana Jafet Moyo, uBenis Maluleke, uPriska Johnny, uSimon Mdaza, uMunashe Chirova Mari kanye loEzekiel Matema. Unobhala jikelele weZCTU uMnumzana Jafet Moyo uthi bazoqhubeka ngomsebenzi wokumela izifiso lezikhalazo zamalunga.
Kuveza sobala ukuthi inhlanganiso imela iqiniso. Siyaqhubekela njalo ke phambili isenza umsebenzi wayo iyokumelela ama members iphikisana ke lama policies esiwabona ukuthi athathela ama members ethu imali. Kuzasinika njalo ithuba yokuthi siqalise njalo ukwenza umsebenzi wethu ukuba sisemakhothi ngoku every day kade kusithathela isikhathi esiningi.
Uqhubekethi abethuswa yikubotshwa kwabo kwanyakenye lokuzalandela umoyo.
Sile responsibility esayinikwa ngama members ukuthi sibamelele, sizaqhubekela phambili sisenza njalo loba sizabanjwa njalo, sizimisele ukuthi siqhubekele phambili sisenza umsebenzi wethu. Kodwa ke esingaziswa abantu ukuthi isikhathi sethu sichithiwe esinengi okumangalisayo, sihambe okufika 15 times sisiya e-court kunyanga ezidlulileyo besenzela nje ukuthi singaze senza umsebenzi wethu ngokulungileyo.
Ekwethuleni isinqumo sakhe sokubakhulula, uMantshi uRumbidzayi Mgwagwa ukubeke sobala ukuba uhulumende wehlulekile ukubeka sobala icala eladalwa ngabayisikhombisa laba, watsho wathi labafakazi abangamapholisa aweZimbabwe Republic Police bayatsho ukuba ukutshengisela kwezizalwane kuvunyelwa langumthetho omkhulu welizwe oyisisekelo sombuso. Utshilo njalo uMantshi ukuba azikho izibonelo ezikhomba ukuthi laba bantu babefuna ukubangela udlakela, kakhulukazi nxa kukhangelwa ukuba inkokheli yabotshwa isemahofisini ayo eZCTU ngesikhathi ilungiselela ukuphatheka kulokho kutshengisela okwakuqoqiwe mhlalokho. Wengeza ethi lamapholisa okuthiwa afumana amabhakana ayelotshwe imibiko engalunganga ehluleka ukwaqondanisa labeZCTU njengoba kwaswelakala ubufakazi obukhomba ukuba nguphi phakathi kwabo owayephethe liphi ibhakana. Abayisikhombisa laba bebemelwa ngamagqwetha abalisa uMnumzana Khosa Muncube lo Alec Mtshadehama abasebenzisana labenhlanganiso yamagqwetha alwela ilungelo loluntu eyeZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ZLHRA. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Lo umsakazo weStudio 7 sisakaza eZimbabwe, lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM 4930 13860 laku 15460 kHz ku shortwave.
Abanye bathandabuza ukuthi umbhoqasho weGoground uzaphathwa ngemfanelo yikhomishini ebona ngokukhumisana umlotha eNational Peace and Reconciliation Commission. Bathi kuyamangalisa ukuthi uhulumende usefuna ukugebha ngesiphangiphangi amathambo abantu ababulawa yiGoground. Kulabanye abathi lokhu yimuzamo yokuthi kufihlwe okunye okwenziwa yi-5th Brigade emathebeleleni lenkabazwe kusukela ngomnyaka ka-1983 kusiyafika oka-1987. Ngabe kukhona na uhulumende azama ukufihla? Ake sizwe ukuthi abantu bathini ngalolu daba. Bekhuluma lo Gibbs Dube kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today, asixoxeni.
Besifuna ukuthi alubana indaba le iyalungiswa, yebo lokho ukuthi kuthiwa abantu bazogeja bangcwatshe kwakutsha, siyakubona. Kodwa sifuna bona abantu abayidalayo bayiqala le nto batsho ukuthi babekwenzelani, baziphendulele bona ngokwabo ukuthi babekwenzelani.
Khonokho ukuthi kwembiwe amadambo alabo ababulawayo, wena uyakuphikisa ukuthi vele kumele angakwenziwa?
Konke lokho bekufuna ukuthi ngabe kwenziwa alubana kuthiwa ababulali bakuvuma baxolisa, baqale baxolise first bese kuyayenziwa ke. And abantu banikezwe ithuba elide, ngoba manje uma ngisiza ngizongane bathi after 6 months kube kuphelile. Kodwa uzocabanga ukuthi indaba yeguguro yathatha 5 to 6 years konapho, sabona? So akunje ukuthi nge 6 months kuzobe kuphele yonke into naleyo, sabona? Ukuthi kudlala ngabantu nje lokho abakwenzayo.
Udaba lolu luyavaleka, uzokuthatha sokulungile konke.
Mina ngibone wena fowethu, ngoba umuntu ngenza ukuthi uyamcompensate efile umuntu. Baningi abantu abalimalayo, abanye balimala, abanye vele kahle kahle sebeza bafa. Namhlanje uma kuyikuthi mina mede asifanise ngami ukuthi mede ngafelwa ngumzali wami, ubani ozokuvuma ukuthi khona ngabe awuzangisakaza ukuthi ngafelwa ngumzali wami? Uma ngikhuluma kuphela sokungani sokungani ngikamba amanga. Mina nje uma kuyinto leyo kuthiwa izolungiswa nje, hayi, kunzima wena mfowethu. Okwethu nje iqiniso likhona, singazokuqambelana ukuthi nje basinikeze kungokwethu. Ngathi kahle kahle ngube ngucace ukuthi basinikeze nje ilizwe lethu, ngoba umthwakazi nje ilizwe limeke yodwa elingasoli izwe leZimbabwe nje, sihlukane nabo. Yi-compensation engcono le.
Baba Juma, ngicela umphendule khonapho Ncube.
Ukuthi bengimuzi Ncube ekhuluma ngezikhalazo zakhe, into enhle ngodaba lolu okakhezikuyena sokuvulo kuyena, asikhulumeni sibonisaneni. Into mina engingafuna ukubana yigcizelele kakhulu ingene ebantwini kuyona, asivuleni ama-avenue wonke esingabe sinawo, sikhulumisaneni siboneni. Uyabona, into one abantu abangananzeleleni, nxa ungabamba inzondo phakathi kwakho, ngoba omunye umuntu ukuthambanisile ehle kumxolela. Lwani umuntu uyahlala lobe ne-power over you, amandla phezu kwakho, ngoba wena uyahlala lobe uzondile. Okusho mina kuza kuvalela ubana ukwanise ukuya phambili kokunye bengahamba phambili ngako, uphumelele ngakho.
Sesilobaba-ke uCassius Jays Mpofu.
Kuselekeyenakali yena kuthi suka kuphi yakuphi. Laba bantu njeba sike sakhuluma ngakho isikhathi esidlule ukuthi abantu laba bakhuluma nohulumende ipelenti kumele yenze, kwabe kuqinisa ukuthi into leyo bayenza bethiwe ngabantu, ngathi ngabantu abafidiswe uhulumende wenza ngathi ithiwa ngabantu abafuna leyo. Plus kuyagesa ukungcwaba lo muntu, umuntu wafa inyaka yonke ledlule, ayisento elula ngoba kunesihluko kumele yenziwe laphana. Ayisento abangayicabanga overnight lethu bayayenza. Kuyazila ukubamba ingcwaba lomuntu kuthi umuntu uyaphutha nje, kumele kwenziwe isintu kokhunye kwesihlobo zonke kwenziwele kumele kwenziwe ukuze agqoti leyo muntu. Kasesinga into ehluka ukuthi abantu ababayengcwatshwa bebaningi. Sokuthi kube ufumana into enjengama-team PNA, i-press into enjengazi lezi ukuthi ubona ukuthi lo ngubani, waye ngubani, lo waye ngwawuthi fanile. So leyo nto leyo ibima, isoke nje ufana ukuthi abantu bayithathele phezulu basesiyenza leyo ndlela. Itomele kuyinanzela ukuthi kusasengayicela seyihluphe indlela eziningi.
Lapho sizwe abalandeli be-Studio 7 kanye lomnumzana Joseph Chuma webandla leZANU-PF bekhuluma loGibbs Dube we-Studio 7 kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today. Asixoxeni. Kuhlelo Woza Friday namhlanje sikhamba lomhlabeleli kaMaskandi umntwana edlozi ephethe idlalade lakhe lakuqala elilesihloko esithi Inkonjane. Untungameli Nkomo sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Umntwana edlozi udabuka ePlumtree kodwa uhlabela ekwele South Africa. Leli lidlalade lakhe lakuqala, njalo uyayifakaza imvelaphi yakhe kulingoma ethi Viva Plumtree. Nango ke echasisa ngohambo aseluhambile kwezomculo lokuthi kahle kahle ungubani.
Lo khulumayo njengamanje ngisiyabonga Getmo Moyo futhi ngavula ePlumtree esigodini saseNgwana ngaphansi kwenduna uLangazi Mfowamagutsho Yishuthi uqala kwangibuza umculo ekade ngizindimi nomculo ngiyacabanga iqembu lokuqala engiqala kulona amabhubo somnyama iqembeni iqale ngicula kulona kwase kuthi futhi 2014 ngajoyina iqembu iWhite Mvuluzo eselingamavivane akaphela njengamanje asebenza le nsizwa kwazi kwafinyelela ekubeni nami ngikhiphela midlalade.
Idlalade leli lilengoma ezilitshumi lanye ezigoqela le eyokholo ethi ngisize nkosi yami. Sibuze umhlabeleli ukuthi kahle kahle kungani wakhetha ukuba ngumasikandi.
Umasikandi umculo sengikhule ngiwuthanda kakhulu ngoba ngiyacabanga kade ngithanda kakhulu ukumamela iKhansila, ngithanda kakhulu ukumamela uBhekumuzi. Kwase kuthi uma ngize eGoli ngomnyaka 2027 ngakwazi-ke nami ukuthi bana ngingene ey'tolo ngithenge ngikwazi ukuthenga i-CD originally. Yile nto eyangenza ngathanda kakhulu umasikandi ngoba namanje ngisawuthanda kakhulu umasikandi, ngakho uye wayenza ukuthi manje ngibhekela midlalayo.
Litholakala ngaphi idlalade lakho Ntuli?
Mangabe lifuna idlalade lami ungangithinta kule nombolo 0621395652, 0621395652, ilapho ungangithola khona mawufuna idlalade lami.
Uphuma ke enkundleni umntwana edlozi ngale ethi la ngaqathwa khona.
Hlabeleli kamasikandi umntwana enkosi ephethe idlalade lakhe lakuqala elelesihloko esithi inkonjane. Bebekhuluma-ke lo mtungameli inkomo we-Studio 7. Singakehlukani, nanzi ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Iningi seliveze imbono ehlukeneyo ngendlela ikhomishini yokukhomisana umlotha e-NPRC eqhuba ngayo umsebenzi. Umbukiso weZITF walunyaka uvulwe ngokusemthethweni umongameli Yoweri Museveni wele Uganda. Olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga khonapha eWashington DC. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.